Oh, what about the ridge?
That's what I just said I was looking at.
Hey, how's that looking?
4:40 p.m. on the front for 9 holes.
And welcome to another episode of Well-Rounded Joes. I am your host, Kevin, and this is an after-hours episode, which never means anything to our listeners. It only means something to us.
After hours.
Enjoy. This is what happens when we spend too much time together on a single day. My favorite part is I called this an after-hours, but it's only 8:30.
It feels so late.
I just looked at the clock and went, oh, this did not need to be an after. We better do this real quick. You better... Seems more appropriate.
But well-rounded Joes.
Yeah, you guys are still waiting on your lyrics. After today's episode, should I let you listen to the whole song, see if there's a part that you like more? Because you guys didn't even know about the drop until just wow. I'm your host, Kevin. With me, as always, we got the coach.
Hi, guys.
And we got the wheeze herd.
Hola.
Good to be here.
Guten Morgen, y'all.
glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
That's what it is. Glad to be here. Glad to be here, gents.
As you see, you can hold the note longest, and now they're both muted. Good. Problem solved. Moving on with what we're doing. Ozzy's going to keep making that noise. I'm going to keep him muted. I can hear him. I don't know if the listeners can hear him, which is probably a good thing. just slowly getting louder. We'll move it back over. moving on to news, Devin. You got news for us.
News. I'm going to Universal Studios Florida in November.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just theme parking so, it up.
Yeah, well, I've got a mission buddy down there that...
What's a mission?
I don't know, actually.
Come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around...
I didn't know what that button did, so I'm just pressing it.
So there's this thing called Orlando Insider where the park gets shut down starting at like 5 o'clock. They go down to third capacity or something like that. Free food, all that fun stuff. So I was like, hey, let me know next time they do it. And he sent me the message. And I still have some e-credits from my Reno story from forever ago.
When you stood in line?
No this one I didn't stay in line.
I know it wasn't. I just wanted
it. I was going to tease Ozzy in the last episode about his story becoming the dude and be like, that was worse than my airport story.
Remember that time at band camp?
That one time.
Where I shoved a flute up my...
What? Jeez, I think we went to different band camps.
So, yes, I booked a flight to Tampa November 17th.
Ah, to America's armpit.
No, that's Albuquerque.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
No, the armpit is underneath the arm. That's what Florida is.
Florida's the arm. Anywho. So, yeah, there's my news. Going to Tampa in November. My November is packed. First weekend of November, I'm going to Philadelphia. Second weekend, I'm going to Seattle. And third weekend, I'm going to Tampa.
And the fourth weekend, you're participating in the World Series.
That is correct, yes.
The World Series is coming up, people. It's coming up.
Yeah.
False. His team didn't make it to the postseason.
His team makes it every year. There's only four teams in the league.
I am an honorary Braves fan again.
Yeah, so. He finally made it. And the Braves tied the record.
You know the worst part of baseball is...
That your team sucks.
Even though the Mariners didn't make the playoffs, because they won on Sunday and the Astros also won, we gave the Astros the division title because of tiebreakers and all that fun stuff.
Nice.
No, yeah. You know why that doesn't suck? That's never happened in the NL East. Be better. Be a good team in a shitty division and it doesn't happen.
About to get beeped.
Because the NL East used to be a very strong division, and then I would say the last 4 years has been like, yeah, we suck.
But we suck just, again.
But we're just the better of the crappy teams, and then this year just turned out, oh, we're still really good. Everybody else just sucks still. It's not that hard to win your division.
It's easy. Our team wins the division all the time.
14 years in a row, and now we're at 6. We're restarting that tradition. Running it back.
We didn't make the playoffs for 21 years.
We're the most disappointing dynasty of all time. We sure do win our league a lot.
We win our division every year.
60% of the time we win it every time.
And we have two World Series to show for it. And they both came with them last
week. And when we flunk 2 years in a row, it's going to be very, very disappointing. But I'm optimistic. I think they can pull it off this year. I don't know if I should be, but I am optimistic.
Should be because no one Cardinals didn't make it. Cardinals are always like our...
What about the Nationals?
Phillies still made it, though. Nationals are garbage this year.
And also, the Phillies are also garbage this year.
They're good enough. They put up some fights. No, Nationals are garbage. Nationals are garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see Bryce Harper freaking out at the umpire?
Yeah. Yeah. Really funny. Yeah.
Did you see the side-by-side of the two? So, like, do you see the one where Angel Hernandez said, the one before he went, or the one before he held up, that time he went, and they showed the two side-by-side, and it's just like, he went farther on the first one than he did on the second one. So it's like, yeah, okay.
It's okay. I just kept getting told that he's the worst umpire in baseball.
I've watched a game that he's actually umped, and he's not terrible. I will say this.
I think that was terrible. So last week, the Mariners and Astros, pivotal game to help decide playoffs. Mm-hmm. The umpire behind the plate was ranked 92nd out of 94 umpires. And it's like,
was it Angel?
No, it wasn't Angel. It's like, you have...
See, somebody is worse than Angel.
Yeah. No, Angel's 96.
I was like, yeah, he's 94. It's like, you have a baseball game that...
Doesn't matter.
It's very important in this division title race.
No one cares about your division title.
Yeah, your important division title is like, it's the AL West.
No, we don't care. None of these teams are even making the playoffs.
Two divisions worse than you are the AL and NL Central, where it's just like, who's in that division again? Mm-hmm. I forgot about those guys.
Oh, they play baseball?
That's cute. Wow.
The baseball. Baseball? Okay. We were on the news segment, that was right? That was your news. Ozzy, over to you. You got news?
Tampa,
he's going to the armpit.
I'm not going. Screw that. I'm not going to Tampa.
Also, the other thing with Tampa, it's always sweaty and moist.
Oh, I know.
Which, moist. Albuquerque's not because it's just hot. So it's more like a sunburn.
Just like in our first recording, no news from me.
What?
What phone is this?
It's my note, but I broke my screen. Mm. Oh, so that's my news. Last week, my phone broke, so I got a new screen, and as the guy tricked out accessory was fixing it, when he separated the back part of my phone, the adhesive was peeling off the back part of my phone, so I got a new back layer as well, so my old black phone is now white.
Saying what way?
You can be like me for work the other day. I went and signed up for...
But my stylist is still black.
Where the frick is your stylist?
I think it's kind of funny because right now I'm paying for two phone plans, but I need to cancel one, and I'm still trying to figure out if I'm getting charged for it or not.
Are you paying for two phone plans?
I signed up for a Cricket plan for work.
Oh, is this a secret shopper?
For work, I signed up for a Cricket plan. I'm just like...
Well, you don't have to touch it. You just got to get close, and it's like, I recognize you.
So that was fun. So I'm currently playing for a Cricket phone, but I don't have the phone because I never signed the actual contract to get the phone. Yeah. But I did click the button that... push through the charge to activate the service. So I have a Cricket phone number and a Cricket plan.
Nice.
But luckily Cricket is pay by month. Did he draw a gentleman sausage on the screen?
He told me to do something. It was gentleman sausage.
Shouldn't have showed Ozzy this. He's going to have fun all day.
So that was a pretty fun one this week. It was just like, oh, F. And then I called the worst part. You ready for the funny part with this? So while I was going through the application process for this, I was taking screenshots of the whole thing just to kind of keep track of it and everything else. And then I get charged. I'm like, I didn't authorize this charge. So I call Cricket. I'm like, I didn't authorize that charge. Like, I was doing something, the page refreshed, and I did not authorize this. And I was very confident I didn't. So I called my bank and I said, I called Cricket already. I did not authorize this. Can you make sure it gets disputed? Because I didn't authorize this. And I told my bank rep, I was like, I even have screenshots to show that I didn't authorize it. And then I'm going through the screenshots. I'm like, nope, never mind. That's why I authorized it.
My bad.
So I sent them in the dispute. I said, here's the screenshots. It's not really going to help me because I did authorize it. Just missed. I just missed the spot where I authorized it. So
that's what I love about Mountain America. They don't ask for any backup. They just go, I want to dispute this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was one of those things that's like, hey, I don't want to get charged for this.
Lock it again.
And while I was doing that, I was like, I don't want to get charged for this at all. So I just want to make sure I'm ahead of the game and I'm just going to get you whatever you need. And then I was like, in fact, I even have screenshots. And they're like, oh, that'll make it really easy. And then the screenshots screwed me over. So these two are just drawn.
I tried that. I know yours is super simple. I tried the 7.
It's just a 7. Yeah. I know Devin's password.
Now everybody does. Dang it.
Hey, if you ever get Devin's phone, it's a 7.
But which way?
Access.
Upside down, sideways.
An L7 weenie.
All right. Well, moving on. This is going to be a topic that's definitely going to alienate Ozzy, and I knew that going into
this. That actually
this,
is so. My PlayStation password.
7.
It's L7, and then it makes a square. So L7. So it's LL square down. I don't know why, because you needed 4. So I'll go down.
What are you doing over there? Stop drawing penises and showing them to Devin.
Doodle on my
face. Yeah, we know you're trying to draw penises. Stop drawing penises. Ozzy gets muted a lot more than yeah. He could probably just keep him muted the rest of the day. This topic's more for me and you than it is for him anyways.
Prove it.
So, Ozzy, the reason why this topic isn't for you is because I want to talk Disney with Devin.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
So for our listeners, right now, as we're recording, but as this is posted, Devin and I are in Disneyland, surrounded by little children. But let's face it, it's 99% adults. And you're like, where are your kids? I don't have kids. I'm a dog mom.
I have 2 fur babies.
Yeah, Devin's one of those people. Yes, yeah. I am. I'm there with the kid. Devin's there. I'm the dad of fur babies.
I have 2 fur babies.
Devin's gonna fit right in, especially when I get him that shirt with an upside down elongated Mickey that says "single and ready to mingle."
Yes. Why is it elongated?
And it looks like a penis.
Use your imagination. His ears are cojones, mm-hmm. And his body is a shaft.
Proud of you, Oz.
It's just a Mickey. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's a penis. Penis. Reminds me of War of the Millers. Ooh, it's a cock. It's a big black cock.
It's a skateboard.
Oh, yeah. See you black cock down.
Oh, should I do this one? There weren't any bad words in there.
That was a nice Morse code.
Yeah, I typed out penis.
Frickin' the last escape room we were in St. George. You guys know Morse code? No, who does?
Why would I know that? And the area code doesn't change.
When someone moves, they don't just change their area code and phone number.
Nailed it.
Agent Wilson, we need help.
I'm sure we did talk about that when we talked about the escape room. Agent Wilson, we're going to need some assistance. How did you know my name was Wilson?
I'm what? Psychic.
The same way that it says Devin James is loose. You printed off the paper and threw it up in the closet after I booked.
Oh, good time. So, Devin, when it comes to a Disney park, which, again, Ozzy can't really participate much in, because have you ever been to a Disney park?
No, what are these things?
It's un parque de Disney.
It's like Laguna better.
I mean, yes, it is. It's better than Lagoon. I will give you that. But
so it's not so Knott's Berry Farm is better in my opinion.
Probably
because it's Lagoon, but no kids.
You can't have. There's no kids at Disneyland.
That's what I mean. Fur babies.
There's people. No, their fur babies aren't there. You can't bring the dogs.
I
know. In.
I said, take me to Disney World so I can do drinks around the world.
We'll get there.
I want to get hammered at the Epcot. And be like, this is the future.
I am here to be hammered.
It's the future.
How do you also get a passport for that drinks around the world? And you get a stamp every time you get one.
That'd be the most world-traveled you have ever been.
I'm filling out that passport and showing it off on my Twitter.
Look what I got, guys.
I went across the world. And
good,
I got
drunk in the world.
And it cost me this many.
It costs me my life savings. But it was totally...
I'm broke, but I'm hammered.
Here's my favorite thing with getting prepped for going to Disney, or I guess I could say being in Disney because we're supposed to
be
there.
Oh, yeah, we're in Disney.
I looked up prices of stuff, and because of inflation, I'm like, these things are all reasonably priced. Where normally it's like I'm not paying $8 for a churro. And I'm like, I go to the Utah game and churros are $5. I'm like, ouch. Doesn't it cost you like half a cent to make a churro?
Don't you buy these frozen?
I mean, they're still $8. That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. I think some of them were like $7. Yeah, that's the sad part. That inflation.
I was expecting $10 per churro.
No,
per
I was churro looking at it. I was like, oh, can I order now? Do you deliver? When does my churro get to Utah? That's what I need to know. All right. And I'm getting the candy corn churro because why wouldn't you get a candy corn churro? Because let's face it. What flavor's candy corn?
Candy corn.
That's right. Ass.
You guessed it.
You got it. That's right. That will forever be one of my favorite nights in St. George.
You guessed it.
Were you awake for that one?
I don't recall.
No, I don't think he was there yet.
We played a game.
No. He went to bed because he was working.
He was working the next morning. So it was the night. That day we both had to work. And so I stayed up waiting for Ozzy that night.
Yeah.
And then there was a board game. It was like, hey, Karen, you'll be really good at this. It's best of the 80s.
Yeah, it was like a card game.
It was a
Trivial Pursuit.
A trivia game. Yeah. So I'd ask this question and they would like say random answers.
Who is the famous person in this 1980s film where the famous quote is this? Yep, you guessed it. It's like some name. Like, you never heard this person.
Yeah. That's right. Just over and over again, no matter what they said. They'd be like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Be like, that's right. Sylvester Stallone. And it helped that it was after hours. So it was so funny.
So my buddy, he took a picture of the back of Arnold Schwarzenegger's head once.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a lie. He's just over there. He's out there getting clicks, but we're trying to get wins.
I got no clicks on that, by the way. So count that as a win?
Sure. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Churros.
Churros. What are you looking forward to most while we're here in Disneyland? Other than the cocaine in the bathroom stall.
Single moms.
They're fur baby moms.
Yeah, they're fur baby moms.
Because they've never been married because they're at Disneyland.
Devin's trying to get a blowy on what's the one ride where it goes through?
It's a Small World.
Yeah.
It's a
Small World. Oh, yeah. How do you know? How do you know
what I call my penis?
Devin's trying to get a blowy and it's a Small World ride.
Yeah. It's a small world.
You guys don't have to keep reminding me. It's a small one after all. What was the first thing your wife said to you on your wedding night? It is a small world after all.
She didn't say world. One.
It is a small one after all.
Yeah, I wasn't lying to you on all those dates. I don't know why you thought I was.
Most excited. I am excited to do all the specialty churros. My coworker said I have to do like a video of it and do like a vlog
of a tickety-tockety
of all the specialty churros.
Social media influencer, that sucks. So today I got this cinnamon pumpkin churro.
This churro.
This one is a
this churro.
4 out of 10.
I give it a 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
This churro is bad.
I accidentally sat on this churro, so it's all flat.
This churro's $300.
I got this churro. It's a specialty churro. It's covered in the tears of children. They had to export it because there's no children here.
It's ass flavor. That's the Oogie Boogie one
that has green slime.
Ew. It's
Oogie cum.
I believe that's called chlamydia. Which reminds me of waiting. You know what's a nice name? Chlamydia. Yeah. If it wasn't STD, I'd name my daughter Chlamydia. Yeah. Chlamydia.
I've not seen that movie.
It's a Ryan Reynolds classic.
I know what it is. I've never seen it.
It's so good. It's called Waiting.
It's where they work in a diner or whatever.
And Dane Cook is like the chef. And every time they introduce like a new worker, he's welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch.
Nice. What am I most excited? I'm just excited to just go to Disney. I just want to
eat a churro and do that thing that all the people do on social media. Where they like widen their eyes.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Well, they just put that on there. They don't actually say it. They just. Yeah, and if you don't know what I'm doing, you should spend more time on social media. this is so good.
Or you take the bite, and you're like.
And you got to do the three chews before it's like, it's actually good.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think you should do more of like, oh no, you jizzed yourself.
Jizz in my pants.
You're like, you take it, you're like, oh.
just take it, like,
and then put 3 out of 10.
Gave me the O face. I didn't appreciate it.
Boogie boogie come. After hours.
It is after hours episode after all. Who knew?
Would this be a bad time to say I'm actually pretty excited to just see Lucas's reactions to everything?
Just not me eating a churro. Hey, excuse me, so we're going to have to ask you to leave the park. There's children around.
What children?
That's become my most favorite thing where it was like, we invited a few. We invited you, Oz. We invited all our listeners. We just didn't tell them what
we
were doing.
I have no PTO, bro.
I know. I was just getting the point that I invited my siblings as well. And my brother, who has three kids, they went and priced out. They're like, nope. This is not a vacation for a family of five. That's what it is. Because you can't afford. That, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of money in society, and that's part of the issue of everything going on. But who can afford to take their kids to Disneyland? Yeah. Holy cow.
That's why,
you
don't. That's why you're only bringing one.
That's why I'm only bringing one. A little less. I'm sexist, but we're leaving the daughter home. She's staying here and fending for herself. There's enough candy to survive 4 days.
She's a fast crawler. She's good.
Yeah, and I've trained her in the arts of home alone, so she'll murder anyone who comes in the house.
I mean,
because let's face it, those guys should have died in the first 15 minutes of that movie.
I mean, she did mean mug me and Devin the whole time. Like, she was plotting something. She was just like, who are
if
you?
If I take a can of paint and throw it down the stairs.
Who are you two clowns?
Oh, especially Home Alone 2, where he's throwing bricks off of the 3-story building. And
here, I'll throw you the camera. Yeah, and they, you know, that, the Home Alone, I think it's funny because you go from Home Alone 1 to Home Alone 2. They really had to amp it up. You know, the first one, they're like, he stepped in some sticky stuff. Now it's like, we electrocuted him. He literally died.
Boogie. Wait, isn't Home Alone 2 where he's in New York?
Yeah, and he's in that the old beat up house. So he like the person like touches a dryer and gets electrocuted. I think that's in the second one. It was like they should have died way more times than the second one. The first one, again, relatively mild.
He burns his hand, burns his head.
And the second one, he blows up because he lights his head on fire again, and then he puts it in the toilet full of like gasoline, and it blows up. So we better up it. And then Home Alone 3, they said, yeah, the next step is murder, so we're going to have to change the whole theme.
I don't even remember the third one.
That's different actor.
It's a different kid, yeah.
Oh.
It's a whole different. It's not even a Christmas show anymore. That's why they're not like, did you watch Home Alone on 3 for Christmas? Because it's not a Christmas show. I don't think it's a Christmas show anymore. So. It's winter, but I don't remember it being Christmas.
No.
If it was a Christmas show, I would never watch it again anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't watch The Christmas Story.
They did come out with a Home Alone on Disney Plus. That one was garbage, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw the previews for that and decided I will never watch this. But I did think it was funny because the main actor, he was in the movie. What is that Nazi movie?
I know what you're talking about. The one that was kind of funny.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Where he's like, it's a bad time to be a Nazi. That's all I can think of with that kid. Nice. I still haven't heard. What are you looking forward to most? And luckily, I mean, it's taken us 25 minutes to get this point to hear what you're most excited for.
The hot moms.
The hot dog moms.
Hey, does your dog want to breed my dog? And by dog, I mean.
Sure. What I think I'm most excited for, I think I'm just excited, I don't know, to hang out with you and Ness and Lucas for 3 days. Like, that sounds pretty fun.
Get That's out not of Disney.
Check that.
Check.
Check.
I'm excited to not have to use my VPN.
Oh God.
I'm not.
Hopefully you guys didn't get joining rooms.
Make sure you don't touch my kid's hand or anyone's hand until I've seen you physically wash your hands and for the full ABCs twice. All
like,
right.
Like when I put the blanket on my head today and Kevin goes, you wouldn't have that on your head if you know what my kid does in there. And I go, can't be worse than what I do underneath the blanket.
I am so excited to not have to use the VPN. That's what I'm most excited for. It's like
no VPN for me.
I can watch all the Australian shows I want to watch without the VPN.
I can look up Bell and Tinkerbell porn without using the VPN. A score.
Aussie while we're
I was trying to make it Disney related, you fool.
You did. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he has his fetishes.
Now, as far as rides, like Splash Mountain.
Tinkerbell's the hottest costume of all time, I will say that. Yeah. You go to the Howl at USU and you see Tinkerbell's score.
It's very scantily clad.
I would say Splash Mountain, but that's no longer there.
Not a thing.
So that's unfortunate. Or that Tower was my favorite.
Terror.
I really
everybody loved Tower
that.
Tower, except Kevin.
Tower Terror's not a thing.
I like. Yeah, I didn't mind Tower Terror.
Was it Disneyland?
The Guardians,
World?
I get a little sick.
So it's
sick
Guardians
of
the Galaxy. Yeah. So it's a different, it's the same. So they did Oz, for your information and for our listeners who don't know this, which is probably less than the people. There's probably more people who know this than the people in this room, percentage-wise. Yeah. It used to be Tower of Terror in Disneyland, then they revamped it and turned it into a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. So Tower of Terror would go up, and the elevator gets stuck and then drops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy is like a whole show where they like make you drop, go up and down a whole bunch of time. They just like shake you for no good reason. You're like, is this concussion safe? Because I'm going to throw up.
going back to the Guardians. Yeah, the Marvel Academy. I think that might be pretty cool. I haven't seen that yet.
Wait, I can go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll teach
and become
you.
An Avengers.
No, you're going to go to Harry Potter. They're going to give you a staff instead of a wand.
Well, screw that.
You shall not pass. Okay. So ride-wise, you're just like me on the ride on the front lines of being really disappointed that Splash Mountain's no longer a ride.
Yep.
I am optimistic that it will be the exact same ride, but I'm also pessimistic because I don't know.
Well, it's got to be the same ride. They're not going to change the whole thing structurally. They're just going to take the racist animatronics out and put cultured animatronics in.
These are cultured. Are they, though? I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll have to see what it's like. Could you almost can say it could be more racist?
I know, right?
You might be able to make that argument that it's more racist than it was before. But we'll have to just wait and see, right? Yeah. Okay.
I do like Pirates.
Pirates. I
enjoy that one.
I'm optimistic, and for our listeners who don't really care, nor do I, It's Devin and I, my wife, and my 3-year-old son are going, and I'm optimistic that he'll actually enjoy the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, but I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
There's a drop. Just one big one.
Yeah.
What? One, two small ones or something like that?
One small one, one big one.
Yeah. In my mind, there's two small, or one medium size. I feel like there's a medium, a small, and a large, but I haven't been on the ride in quite a while, so, I mean, I think 2018 was the last time I was at the park, so I could not tell you for sure.
Yeah.
But we've been watching him on YouTube, and he's pretty excited.
Oh, yeah?
So we just watched the rides.
Kind of prepping.
Kind of mentally.
What rides can he not ride?
He cannot go on Indiana Jones.
Okay. That one's broke down half the time anyway.
Yeah, that one you're waiting anyways. But that's one we could do a stroller pass for, too, and trade off there. He can't go on the Incredicoaster.
Okay.
So he's like 2 inches or 3 inches too short for that. Because he's 42 inches tall, so he's almost tall enough to go on most stuff, but he's not quite.
Which is crazy because he's freaking three.
He's three, Not a lot. I really think it's Incredicoaster Indiana Jones. I think that
can he go on cars?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Cars, actually, I don't think has a height requirement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'll be able to go on quite a few things. Yeah. It's like Janessa and I were joking around.
But will he is the
question. That's going to be the question. Yeah. I don't see why he wouldn't go on cars. The ones I'm more worried about are ones with drops, so like the railroad ride, and that's it. Because I was thinking there was
I do like Big Thunder.
Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Which the Matterhorn has never been open in all the times I've been to Disneyland, except for when I was 8 years old. It's supposed to be open, so I'm going to go on it, even though I hear it's terrible.
Oh, it's awful. But have you been on the Jetstar at Lagoon?
Yeah, I don't mind the Jetstar.
It's just like the Jetstar. You just shake around like that. And Yeah.
The Jetstar is just awkward, just holding yourself in your chair. That's the only awkward part about that one. For our Utah locals, the Jetstar.
Yeah.
It's not a great roller coaster, is it? It's kind of a crappy roller coaster.
No, you just feel like you're going to fall out the whole time.
No, that's the Mighty Mouse.
Dude, Mighty Mouse is one of my favorites. Get jerked around.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah. We'll see if Lucas likes that one or not. He might not like that one, too, but we'll see.
Yeah,
it's just that typical stuff. And I was joking. Janessa and I were joking around. I'm like, well, Haunted Mansion is probably going to be the ride we go on the most because it's all decked out with Nightmare Before Christmas, which he's a big fan of. The whole reason we're going is for that dumb ride. And what I was curious, I was like, am I going to sit with my wife and Lucas? Or are we going to shove into one, or am I going to sit with Devin?
I'm probably going to sit with Devin.
I was like, that's a tough choice. I might sit with my wife and just make Devin ride alone so we can wave at him.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Because pretty much every other ride, it's you know, you're pretty well split up, but that's the one that you're not.
Yeah, we're not all four of us fitting in that little dune buggy.
Doom.
Why not?
It's not quite wide enough for Devin and I to sit together.
But why not?
But if you're obese, it is wide enough.
But why not?
The other thing I said, I'm going to go on a rant and pretend to fall and just push people over in their motorized scooters.
Yeah,
nice. Because there's two things you don't miss. You'll see them everywhere, which is very, very large people in scooters and people without children. Those are the two main attractions of the non-rides.
That's me.
Is how many scooters can you find? Hey, Devin, you'll at least be with a family with a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of the time, there's people
so
don't
go ahead
have
and
kids.
Get yourself a scooter.
Well, the reason so many people are in those, and Ozzy, because you're not a Disney guy, the reason they get them is people literally find excuses to get a scooter because you get to go to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So people would be like, I broke my elbow. I can't walk.
Should I bring my mom's boot that she's been wearing for the last 2 months?
But like people literally do that, and then it's super annoying because they're like, oh, wait. And I know they've gotten faster over the years at getting those people on and off the rides, but it's so annoying because it's like, oh, yeah, we got a fat person again. And it's not always a fat person. It's like, that person is fully capable of walking.
Handicapable.
Handicapable. I'm also a firm believer that and this is where I get a lot of heat because this is Kevin's idea. If a doctor offers you a handicap parking pass because you are overweight, your parking spot's at the back of the parking lot. You get a green sticker. You have to park farther away. And you're just like, well, wait. I can't walk that far. That's the point. Maybe if you stop going to the grocery store. No, I'll get in trouble for that one day because someone will be like, you're mean to fat people.
Maybe if you don't get a parking spot in front of Chick-fil-A where it takes you 3 steps inside the building.
You mean you can go in that building? I just thought you had to sit in the drive-thru.
That's what everybody thinks, apparently, because those drive-thru lines are efficient, but they're extremely long, which is like, you know, you people can go inside this building, right? And a whole dine-in option there.
If it weren't for COVID, I would still only walk into restaurants.
I still only do that.
COVID has ruined me to where now I do drive-thrus. Yeah. And now, you know, you guys have been to my McDonald's. There's no one works inside
and
the McDonald's.
That is correct, yes.
Man, it's the worst.
They don't even have a soda fountain in there, do they?
No, they don't.
Literally, it's empty. Yes. Like, it is the worst McDonald's for all services possible.
Yes.
And that is correct.
Ridiculous. I don't know if they got, like, some type of special permission.
Zero stars on Yelp.
Actually, I think it's at, like, 1.5. it is, like... I literally did some research one day to see where it ranks compared to other McDonald's. It shatters every other McDonald's rating within like a 15-mile radius of my home.
Should look up Compton.
Really? Like Compton?
Like just sketchy-ass McDonald's spots. I'm like, you are worse than these people.
I don't know. They probably have a higher rating. Let's face it. And here's the thing is, you know, I've been like, man, McDonald's prices are really getting up there because I'm getting closer and closer to spending $30 for my family to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Then I went to Arctic Circle this weekend. It cost me over $30 for me and my family to eat. And I was like, what did I order? And I ordered two meals and a kid's meal, and it was $30. And I was like,
I got a sausage McMuffin hash browns for golf yesterday, and it cost me $4.20. I chuckled when you said that. Your toll is $4.20. Okay.
Sweet. You always got to get two sandwiches because, or at least the sausage McGriddle you buy, or not McGriddle, the sausage McMuffin. Buy one, get one for a dollar.
It is tempting. Well,
I better get four of them.
Remember when they used to be only a dollar?
No, that's not a thing. I've decided just to block all the memories of all good deals out from my mind because they'll never come back.
On Netflix or HBO Max, but there's a documentary about the McDonald's Monopoly. Yeah.
I think it's probably on HBO, I bet.
I think it's called McMillions. Yeah.
McMillions.
Oh, also, that brings me to a snack that I forgot. McDonald's pumpkin pies. I used to love those things. They don't do them anymore.
Who got pies? People who got apple pies at McDonald's can't be trusted.
Oh, also, they're testing it in different markets right now. But when I was in Seattle, they had an Oreo one where it was Oreo crustish pie. With cream filling, yeah. And the cream filling was warm. It wasn't very good, but I still continued to get it.
That's a different type of cream.
That's because people who get pies or at McDonald's can't be trusted.
I did like their pumpkin pie, but they no longer do it.
As they should, because it probably wasn't. They probably couldn't call it pumpkin pie. There were probably regulations that put in place that say, you have to call this sugar pie with the essence of a pumpkin. It says a wee bit.
You can't even call this pie. It's just, this is
hot pocket.
This is a sugar tart.
This is
I hated all McDonald's pies. So when they were younger and they're like, would you like a pie? And I was like I remember them like ordering me one. Like, oh,
would
yeah,
you like a piece of pie?
This is disgusting. Would you like a piece of pie? Frank Caliendo. Yeah. Can't talk about it because technically, even though we're posting, we'll see it. I guess we saw it last week, according to this podcast, but we haven't actually seen it.
I'm going to guess if I press this red lever on the table, that's not a good thing.
It'll unlock the middle, but it shouldn't collapse the table, but I'd prefer if we don't test it.
Well, whenever you're ready.
when we're done recording and I've removed the, you know, very expensive stuff off.
I'm right here.
I'm just waiting for that go. All right.
What are you excited about, Kev?
So what I'm most excited about
is the sunshine.
Sunshine and daisies is supposed to be in the 90s.
Is it really? I haven't even looked at the California weather. Ooh, shoot, dang.
89. I think it's 88, 89. The gross. Monday and Tuesday. I don't know why you're saying gross. This sounds great. What I'm most excited. It's more of an excitement and a concern. I'm excited for my kid, and I hope he enjoys the stuff. He's too young. He won't remember this in the future. Unless you get him something.
If you give him a souvenir, there's a good chance he'll remember it.
He'll get a souvenir of some sort, but it's not like this is going to be like 10 years now. If he's going to be like, remember that time we went to Disney and all that stuff? Like, he's not going to remember it because he's too young. He doesn't even remember that we went to Hawaii last year. And so I don't expect him to remember. Even though we're like, remember when you dug in the sand on the beach? And he's like, yeah.
I guess.
You don't know. So it's like he's too young to actually appreciate. Or like, I guess appreciate is the right word. He's too young to appreciate.
Oh, we're only in the 80s. 82.
Yeah, I thought it was showing higher. Maybe it's already switched since I last looked.
This weekend it's hot, like 94 on Thursday.
Yeah, I knew this week was so it must have adjusted since I last looked because it was looking pretty
hot. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah, mine just reloaded and it's already dropped because mine was literally on the weather for Anaheim and it just dropped. Yeah. So
Anaheim.
Still not bad. Anyways, I'm glad we all have our feet kicked up because we've been doing this for a while.
Anaheim. We should do this. Like, I'm comfortable as hell.
Yeah. I could use I should put a pillow on here. Mm. Yeah, so I'm just excited for my kid to enjoy it. I'm optimistic that he has a good attitude while he's there and things like that, which for me, what will make this trip most enjoyable is if my kid has a good attitude most of the time.
Yeah.
Because he's three, he's going to freak out. He's going to have moments where it's like, I'm going to throw this kid in the water.
I need my nap moments.
Yeah. And we're taking a stroller, which I was very against, but Jeanette's like, we're taking it anyways. I won't win this argument anyway, so okay. So we're taking a stroller, something that he can nap in. Nice. Which will make that enjoyable. I suppose it's color all over it so we can always remember which one's ours. I haven't done that yet. I should probably do that here soon because I got all those paint markers there that I can use to color all over it. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited also. I've, in the whole entire three times I've been to Disney in my life, which one of them I was eight, one of them was in 2018 recently, I never ate any of their churros. So I am actually excited to try.
Oh, their churros are really good.
I'm excited to try the churros. They don't even have to be specialty churros. I've just decided in the last few years, I just really like churros. So but not authentic churros. I learned I don't like authentic churros.
Authentic churros are trash.
What the hell's an authentic churro?
Well, go to the district and go to the churro.
Remember when we went to Outback Steakhouse for the first time?
Yeah.
And then I went to that.
You mean Sizzler?
Oh, Sizzler. Yeah, for our listeners, I'd never been to Sizzler prior to that because it was never like, we'd go to Sizzler, but we needed a place that didn't have a crowd. And turns out no one's
somebody
there.
Somebody chose a shitty sushi place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where it's like, can we get service? It's been 40 minutes.
Hey, you now have 14 people standing at your front. You want to help anybody?
Will you stop making eye contact and quickly looking away? We're getting real tired of this. But, yeah, I went and got churros
I've
at that place. I've
fuck you to you three times. Come help me.
Is that why he was avoiding us?
Fuck you. I will murder you.
If you come anywhere near me, I'm going to murder you.
Like the baby on The Night Before, where the Seth Rogen Christmas movie.
I didn't see that one.
He goes, Seth Rogen does a whole bunch of drugs and goes to a midnight mass. And there's a baby that literally just turns around and he's hallucinating. And the baby's like talking to him. And he's like, fuck you. he goes, no, fuck you, baby.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to trying some churros. There's also, I have some nostalgia stuff that I'm looking forward to. I do love getting Dole Whip and things like that one there. They got some different flavors of Dole Whip, so it's not all pineapple.
Huh,
so they have like a strawberry and a mango, and I'm like,
I getting some Dole Whip and then going to the Tiki Room and just chilling in the air condition and taking a little nap while the Tiki Room is singing.
I have never been to the Tiki Room in my life, and I'll tell you
that
right now,
sounds
we're
like
going to keep it going.
That sounds like the most dad thing Devin's ever done. I like to go get me some Dole Whip and go to the Tiki Room. So I get the air conditioning, and then I take a nap while the Tiki Room is singing. I was like, dude, that's the most dad thing you've ever done in your life. You know what's my favorite part about Disneyland on vacation?
The air conditioning.
I get that Dole Whip, I go to the Tiki Room.
And I can take a nap.
And I get that air conditioning, and while I'm singing, I just take a snooze.
Lie. It's too dang hot out there.
And the tiki, tiki, tiki.
The fact that that's one of his favorite things to do means he's done it probably more than once, which it makes it almost more impressive. Because don't get me wrong, my dad used to say the exact same thing, but his was, I like to go on Pirates of the Caribbean because you disappear into the darkness in the middle of the hot day and then you get a cool ride. And Ozzy, I'm going to explain something to you. You want to know the worst part about Pirates of the Caribbean?
The pirates.
They send too many boats out at once. All right. They just like shuffling them through as fast as they can. This is like kind of like a crappier log flume ride. Right?
Oh, log flume's non-existent anymore.
I know. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's a crappier version of one of those. So what happens is at the end, you're at the bottom of this thing that you have to get to the top of.
And so
you're just sitting there in a line of boats for like a half hour as it slowly takes one boat up at a time. And you're just like, oh my gosh. Because that ride is just all the time. I feel like it's super backed up. And you're like, let's go on Pirates of the Caribbean. It's not too bad of a ride. And then you're like, it's been 45 minutes. The park's only open for like 12 hours. And I spend a whole hour of it in waiting at the bottom of a lift to get to the next section.
That's Devin's next stop at the Tiki Room.
After I finish my Dole Whip, because they don't let me take food on the ride.
I take another nap on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is a good one to take a nap on.
And I'm like, it's nice and cool in here, and they sing me sweet, sweet songs.
Yeah. Yo, pirate's life for me.
I just love that they changed all the animatronics in that one.
It's a Jack Sparrow now?
No. There used to be a scene where they were they were auctioning off women, and then they said we can't do that anymore. So and they used to have this heavier set animatronic, and they would like, show them your whatever side. Like, I gotta remember what it says, and they like the animatronic would turn around, and now they put in a young skinny woman who's like. And they're auctioning off something else. And there's it used to be so funny because it used to be very, very, very different ride.
Very original owner Disney. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's just like when you hear like the stuff with Disney where it's like,
Jews.
There's all the pictures where he has his two fingers. And so if you know this, I learned this actually the other day when Disney people point, they point with two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Walt Disney in all his pictures is like this. And it's because they edit out his cigarette in all the pictures.
Nice. Yeah.
So Disney people only point with two fingers to essentially erase the fact that he died from lung cancer.
Dope.
He didn't. He was a good man. He just had chain smoked.
Everybody in the 40s just smoked. It was a thing, all right?
Let me just light the next one.
Hang on, let me draw this mouse real quick.
Let me light the next one with my last one.
That would be chain smoking.
Yeah, that's exactly what chain smoking
was. Let me just take that one, go straight in. I better finish off this other one. We'll just put two in.
Sorry, I swallowed it. Right. Swallowed the butt on the last one a little bit.
I'm rolling my next one.
My uncle rolls his own cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what they all say. It's not cigarettes.
No, my uncle's is. He has the tobacco.
Like, yeah, that's what they all say. Taylor Bass's dad used to roll his own cigarettes.
He's saying it's weed.
Yes. And then
I know he's saying it's weed. It's not weed.
It's not weed. Does he have filtered papers? If there's no filter on those papers, he's not rolling his own cigarettes. Like, you know how cigarettes have a filter, right? Does his have a filter?
Yes.
Okay, he's rolling his own cigarettes.
Yes. He buys them, and then he makes his own.
Because if it don't have a filter, those ain't cigarettes.
I was about to say, at what point do you just use a pipe? I mean, I feel like you'd be more classy. Just put your tobacco in your pipe, light it up. The other thing that I'm excited for, I do enjoy the Cars ride while I'm at Disneyland. I think that one's fun, and yeah. I think Lucas will enjoy that one. The one thing I'm worried about is just
life is a highway.
Yeah, Radiator Springs in itself is pretty. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
especially at like night when it's all neon and stuff. Like, it's pretty fun.
Yeah,
Dion nights.
Dion Sanders. How about them Colorado Buffaloes?
Silk robes and Monono.
Mimosas. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. We'll spend some time in Star Wars area, but I mean, I'll be honest with you, Disney Star Wars isn't all that great, so it's not even all that like. Yeah. I want to go to Star Wars Land. You want to know why it sucks, Ozzy?
Where was Star Wars before Disney bought them?
Well, it wasn't a. Well,
did it have a theme park?
They kind of did because they were already kind of part of Disney, but they didn't really have a land for it, so they built the land. It's the Pride Lands, and it's everything that the light touches is our kingdom.
That's the wrong movie.
What about over there? That is not our kingdom. That is Universal Studios. We do not go there.
Whatever you do, for the love of God, no. Don't go there.
Everything that Walt has touched with his genitalia is our kingdom.
Or his cigarette ashes.
So I was watching this thing. It doesn't have anything to do with Disney. But
we derailed completely in a typical fashion of our podcast.
100%. So it was talking about like politicians and how they make money. And
the
so,
length of this has gotten inconvenient.
They make money the same way the guy did in Horrible Bosses.
And so what it was is
screwing over entrepreneurs.
No.
I was talking about the first one there at the bar and they run into the guy.
Hey, I heard you got a job at Lehman Brothers. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Bankrupt now.
Yeah.
So what it was is,
hey, can I give you guys some hand jobs?
there's three guys that
sounds like a good time.
that they're supposed to get a bid to fix a fence at the city building, right?
And so, what they're calling it nowadays.
So what they go, what
heard
they
this,
do?
I heard this joke.
Can you fix my fence?
So what they do is the first group is from Minnesota. They come in. They said, "Hey, I can do it for $700, $300 for this, $400 for this." And then, yeah, tweet.
$400 for then, one hand, $300 for the other.
And then it was a guy from Tennessee comes up and quotes, "Hey, I can get this done for $600," and
with no hands.
With no hands. And then there is a third group that comes in and goes to the politician. He says, "Hey, I can do this for $2,600. I get $1,000, you get $1,000, and we hire the crew from Tennessee to come fix the fence." And the politician's like, "Sold."
Is that just where it ends?
Yeah.
That's after hours.
It would have been better if you made it more inappropriate.
Well, it wasn't even supposed to be a joke, but you kind of made me turn it into a joke.
Well, the problem is I'd heard the joke, so it was with Russians and Chinese. It was way more racist than yours. You picked pointless states.
Red Robin.
You're supposed to make a racist.
Kevin was old Disney.
Walt Disney.
You went new Disney.
We gotta be politically correct.
There was a person of undisclosed
old Disney was, well, you see these chinks over here.
They can build a railroad.
And we'll have a mouse conduct the train on the railroad.
Yeah. And that's the way the cookie creme brulees.
Creme brulee.
That's it. That's it. So anything else you're looking forward to? Ozzy, what are you looking forward to while Devin and I are gone? Or since we are gone?
I'm not looking. Softball. I guess I shouldn't say that.
Ozzy's looking forward to softball.
That's the best part is for our listeners. Because, again, we told you we're doing a double episode. We were supposed to have our tournament for softball tonight. And
Utah got a little rainy.
It got a little rainy, which is weird for a highland desert. But we got some rain, so the game got canceled, which means it's supposed to be played today, which, again, I'll say today, even though that can be confusing for our listeners because I said today it got rained out. We're supposed to play today just based on when it's posted. And so Ozzy has to go play in the game.
So as of when this posts, Ozzy's going to be playing softball. Kevin and I are going to be in Disneyland.
We'll be happiest place on earth.
You guys are going to be at Disney at 9 p.m.?
Yes.
8 p.m., I guess, your time?
It's firework night.
Yes, we'll be there.
Because it's a holiday.
And you guys are going to get there at what time?
Probably 8 a.m. It's 8 a.m.
I guess I can't talk crap. I was at SoFi for Taylor Swift for 12 hours, and she was only there for 3. So
that might be worse.
So I just stood in line, literally.
I'll put it in perspective. If you go to Epcot to drink around the world, you'll be there all day drinking, and you're going to hate the next day. So
I don't get hangovers.
You might after that.
Do you drink around the whole world?
You drink water while you drink.
Well, just like how I whistle while I work. Too much.
Every drink you have, you drink water.
Yeah, and then you're never drunk.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Well, it doesn't help. It helps you not throw up.
Got to stay hydrated?
Yep. It helps you not throw up. And then, yeah, as long as you stay hydrated while you drink, you don't get... Also, if they're watered down drinks, then you're golden. You're just like, all right, there's some ice in this.
They're not watered
from
down
drinks.
From what
I heard, Disneyland is not a watering down
then,
water park.
Yeah, you just have your canteen with you.
There's a snake
you.
In your boot.
You have your canteen with you and just drink some water.
Who has a canteen?
Of water, your canteen.
He's talking about a hydro flask.
Yeah, I call them canteens, you know, same thing.
I'm thinking of like scout camp where you actually had the canteen.
Devin's. Same thing.
It is essentially the exact same thing. They've just definitely modernized them. Yeah.
Instead of Hydro Flask is a brand. Canteen is what a Hydro Flask is.
Yeah.
All right.
I just think of the canteen scene from Three Amigos. So, have I shown you that one?
Mm-hmm.
We'll watch that. Okay, good. Well, with that, we'll end our podcast. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing if you have been to Disney. What's the best thing to do or the best thing to consume?
Drinking around the world.
Disneyland, not Disney World.
Damn it, they're the same thing.
Also, if you respond to this tonight, we still have two more days in Disney, so we'll be able to do what you say is the best or eat whatever is the best.
Or we'll just say we did, and you won't know the difference.
That is valid as well.
You can eat my butthole.
Well, you won't be there, so... I'm not gonna have.
No, that's what the people are like, respond to you. Hey, I'm gonna be there too. You know what you should eat.
What's the square root of 69, Oz?
Eight something.